So Donnell Rollins was in Philadelphia, and he said went to a place for brotherly love.
Brotherly love.
That's what they call it.
And a brother man, got no love.
Man, I ain't get no. I think they thought I was Cat Williams that week, man. They tried to knock the ass out of me, Tom. They tried to knock the ass out of me, man.
What happened, man? What went down?
Well, it's interesting night. I went up by myself.
All right, let me tell the story that Williams was reported. Said that. Ashley was in a place called, Sneaky Pete's or something like that?
Little Pete's
in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. He ordered breakfast. Mm-hmm. He went outside to take a smoke. He left his bag and everything, but they thought he was trying to run out on the tip, on the bill and mm-hmm. tip.
And how much was the bill?
$12.
$12?
Sound like something he'd do, player.
Now, come on, man. $12. Who gets involved with an all-out brawl in a club with Trump supporters for $12, man? $12. I know Dave Chappelle went to Africa, man, but I ain't doing that bad where I can't afford a $12 tab, man. You know? And then I'm a comedian. I got to make jokes of instance after it happened, whatever. But it was unfortunate, man. The worst thing about the whole situation for me, Tom, was I'm in a field where people usually show you love. They clap for you. Never in the last 20 years have I been booed at an audience or seen a group of people booing and clapping and saying, get him out of here at the same time. It was awful, man.
You were by yourself?
I was by myself. They tried to.
You don't have people? I don't have people.
I can't afford posses.
You need some now, though.
Posses are. I'm getting security now, but posses are expensive now, man.
Well, not security, but just somebody. You
people,
know,
yeah,
good.
Somebody be with you all the time, man. Yeah,
I'm a person who believe that the minute you start hanging out with posses and all that, that's when people start thinking you're somebody and come at you.
I'm not one person, Larry. Just a person.
Just a boy. Just, you know, somebody.
A guy that he's coming right back guy. You know, that guy.
You went outside to smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, right. just a little guy. Go, he's coming right back. Don't worry about it.
And the waitress thought you was trying to skip.
The waitress, she thought I was trying to skip, but she made an hour. She showed out. Anytime somebody comes up to you and say, I don't care who you are, who the hell do you think you are? You already know who you are and they care about who you are, and they're trying to make an example of trying to shut you down, trying to stop your flow, you know?
So are those the ones that call TMZ?
I don't know who called TMZ. The worst thing about it was I'm outside. I'm throwing punches. First off, I know I don't want to fight them. I'm too old to be fighting. I threw an overhand right and hurt my left shoulder. That's what you
said. I got to tell you, man, that's the weakest right I ever seen in my life.
And look, Tom, you ain't the only one. My dad called me. I thought he was going to be sad. He talking about, did you get knocked out? I got pushed over a bike rack. But I can't be out there doing that, man.
No, you got a kid, Larry.
You need a guy. You can say
everybody can say you got a kid. And on the serious side, I've heard people say, "Why didn't you just pay the bill?" I've never had a problem with paying the bill. But right. At the end of the day, a $12 check should never put anybody in a position where an entire restaurant or bar tries to hurt that person. The same people that say you should just pay your check are the same people that would say that Eric Garner, that incident in New York, he shouldn't have been out there selling Lucy's. One thing does not contribute to the other. I considered everything. I considered my son when I was in the incident. I considered everything. But when I'm in the festival and I'm talking to this lady, I'm like, I had no reason to skip out a check. And then this white dude comes up to me and try to push me and swing on me, and then somebody else swing on me. That ain't the time where you say, you know what, Donnell, you got to think about this. You got to protect yourself, and that's what I did.
So what did you have to eat?
I knew you was going to say that, man. It was an almond and a nasty pancake. I could see if it was...
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Now it's nasty. Whoa.
Oh, let me tell you something. Anytime you almost get your ass whooped over breakfast, you ain't thinking about that breakfast no more. That's definitely not your favorite breakfast.
All right, Donnell.
That breakfast was kick-ass, man.
You left a nice tip, right?
Now, you said people say you should stop. Did anybody say you should stop? You should quit smoking?
You know what, Tom? That's definitely, I need to quit smoking. Cigarettes really cost me.
Is it safe to say that breakfast was kick-ass? Well, we still love you, man.
We're glad you're okay.
We're glad you're okay. We had to check on you, Asher Larry.
I know y'all.
Next up, we're calling Donnell Cat Rollins. Williams.